Podcast 99, Hope in Uncertain Times. The Gospel reading for this podcast is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. The story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus is a story of people grappling with tragedy in an uncertain time. Jesus has just been crucified and buried. All their hopes and dreams had been dashed. Yet at this hopeless time, Jesus came and walked with them, even though at first they did not recognize him. This is a story which is so relevant for us today. We are living, I think, in the most uncertain times of the modern age since the Second World War. COVID restrictions, vaccinations for flu and COVID, daily death counts, infection numbers, and seemingly no end in sight. Our world has been turned upside down, and hope seems to be in short supply. What is hope? The Concise English Dictionary defines hope as a desire of some good, accompanied with a belief that it is attainable. This is often expressed in modern conversation as quite tentative or weak, like, I hope it's going to be fine for our walk today. I hope you get better soon. Hope is expressed in our secular context is quite flimsy and insubstantial. At best, it's a mild form of longing for something good to happen. There will always be an element of uncertainty in our modern use of the word hope. I hope Dad will be in home in time for tea contains the possibility that he may not be home by then. I hope the baby will sleep through the night tonight. Fat chance. Fortunately, I don't wake up when my daughter's babies cry. This is quite different from hope in the biblical sense of hope. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13, Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so you do not grieve like the rest who have no hope. Now, the first point I want to make is an important thing that Paul acknowledges. In uncertain times, we need to be able to grieve. And at the moment, a lot of us are still grieving and sometimes just numb. We've got past grieving. And we're grieving the loss of our freedom of lifestyle, although that's slowly being returned. Not being able to come and go as freely as we might. Wearing masks and then being concerned when others don't wear masks. Taking RAT tests to check if we've been infected with COVID and need to isolate. And we are, sometimes, scratchy, irritable, tired, weary, and maybe a little bit depressed. It's important to recognize this as grief. We are collectively suffering loss as a community, and that comes with increased strain and anxiety fed to us by daily media COVID infection counts, hospitalizations, and numbers of people who are in ICU or have died. It's important to acknowledge this grief to ourselves and to each other. We don't need to hide the strain that we're currently under, even in a country which has so far avoided some of the really high death tolls of other countries around the world in the terms of the COVID pandemic. As Christians, we may sometimes feel we are to be full of joy all the time, despite any circumstances. And there is a grain of truth in this. But we also should be prepared to be honest with God, ourselves and others. When we are scratchy, irritable, tired, weary, and a little bit depressed, we need to own those feelings without shame. They are part of our human condition and our current circumstances. Ordinarily, when we express hope, we are expressing uncertainty. But this is not the distinctive biblical meaning of hope. From Scripture, biblical hope is not just a desire for something good in the future, but rather, biblical hope is a confident expectation as well as desire for something good in the future. Biblical hope not only desires something good for the future, it expects it to happen. and not only expects it to happen, it is confident that it will happen. There is a level of certainty that the good we expect and desire will come to pass. The uncertainty, despair, and depression that the disciples experienced on the road to Emmaus was replaced by revelation, joy, and certainty when Jesus revealed himself to them when he broke bread at the evening meal. The grief that the Thessalonian Christians experienced when members of their community died was transformed once they understood the hope of resurrection that Paul explained to them. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah explains the hope the people of Israel, exiled in Babylon, may look forward to in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope. Hope is what the prophet Ezekiel experiences when he has the challenging vision of the valley of dry bones. God asks Ezekiel, can these bones live? What does Ezekiel reply? Does he say, Lord, you must be joking. They're just bones. There's no way they can become alive again. No. Ezekiel says, you alone know, Lord. Ezekiel knows that even in the most dire of situations, God can do something amazing. And Ezekiel has hope that God can do anything. So he looks to God to do his sovereign work with the bones in the valley. Biblical hope, therefore, is not a mere desire for something good to happen. It is a confident expectation as well as that desire. Biblical hope has an element of certainty in it. When the Bible says hope in God, it does not mean cross your fingers. It means, to use the words of the missionary William Carey, expect great things from God. The writer to the Hebrews expands this idea in Hebrews 6 verses 10 to 11. He says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. Now, what does to make your hope sure mean in verse 11? It means hope which is fully assured, hope which is confident, hope that has certainty in it. In fact, verse 12 implies that hope and faith have a level of synonymity. They are synonymous. Notice the collection. Verse 11 says, go hard after full assurance of hope. And verse 12 says, the result of that pursuit of hope is that you will be like those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Pursue hope so that you can be like men and women of faith. But what about the relationship between full assurance of faith and full assurance of hope? Is there a difference? I would suggest that faith is the larger concept and hope is a subset of the concept of faith. Hope is that part of faith which focuses on the future. In biblical terms, when faith is directed to the future, you can call it hope. But faith can focus on the past, remembering the faith of the saints, for example, and the present as well. So faith is the larger term. You can see this in Hebrews 11 verse 1. This is the closest thing we have to a definition of faith in all the New Testament, I think. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That's how I would paraphrase the verse. Whenever there is full assurance of hope, there is faith. Faith is the full assurance of hope. Biblical faith is a confident expectation and desire for good things in the past, present, and future. And hope has a faith element. Hope is faith, which has a future focus. And hope is listed, of course, as one of the big three key Christian virtues that Paul identifies in his letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 13. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. So interestingly, it's not faith, prayer, and love, but faith, hope, and love that Paul identifies as the three key Christian virtues. Everyone, including us as Christians, needs hope in these uncertain times. As the writer to the Hebrews reminds us, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.